Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
I really, really love that song. Here Comes the Rain Again by the Eurythmics. Well, I don't really want the rain in there, but actually I love that song. Yeah. So, we've been AWOL for a few weeks. And I think the reason why we've really been AWOL is because, Irene, you went AWOL down the track. And hopefully, and you said you're going to have no reception or anything else. And so I think I felt, well, I'll go AWOL as well. So remind us, you were going down the golf carts in the track with your Canadian friends.
Talk about dumping it all on me. Yeah, we did. We went, Richard really wanted to do a railway thingy. And he looked up the forgotten highway details and he was so keen on it. So, that's what we did. I'm so pleased that I made the booking and not him, because you had a choice of 1 day or 2 days. And I decided, no, sitting in a train for a day is quite enough for me. Thank you very much. And Richard had said that he was happy to do the 2 days, but because I was making the booking, I did the 1 day. Meeny, meeny, meeny me. Thank God I did, because Richard was bored out of his brain halfway through the trip. I mean, half a day is quite enough, quite enough. It is fantastic. It is so much history all involved. The guy who leads it and takes these things has got all the history of how these railroads were built. And I mean, it's just amazing what they did with just men and a spade and a shovel sort of thing and a little bit of dynamite here and there. They put huge viaducts in and dug through tunnels and did everything. And it didn't take them anywhere near as long to do that as it's taken them to try and put an underground railway station in Auckland, you know? I mean, they did this huge, I can't remember how many miles it is, all by hand, absolutely by hand. Not only did they have to dig it all out, but they had to turn around and put what they dug out somewhere. And so that's how they made a lot of the causeways and everything. That's how they made it straight, was they dig it out and they'd cart it down to where there was a dip in the road and fill it all up. And yeah, it was really, really quite amazing. But the thing is, we were in these carts, which were little electric carts that were designed to look a little bit like a miniature railway carriage. And the wheels were plastic wheels on the sold line. And it was clunk, chook, clunk, chook, clunk, chook, clunk, 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 bang, bang, clunk, chook, clunk, chook the whole time. And very, very slow. You weren't, you know, I took over the driving at one stage because I didn't believe that Heather had her foot hard on the pedal. She had her foot hard on the pedal. Believe me, you can run faster than these things go with all this clunk-a-chook going on. So by, you know, 2 or 3 hours of this and my head was going clunk-a-chook. And Richard was sitting, the guy who insisted we did this trip, and his wife wasn't the slightest bit interested, but supporting her husband, and me, I'll do anything that my friends wanted to do. And he was playing games in his phone an hour into the trip. But the scenery was spectacular. It really, really was. And it wasn't like they provided lunch, which was literally just all the ingredients for making your own sandwiches. So there was nothing massively fancy. There was morning tea with lovely homemade slices and things, and scones, and afternoon tea with the same. And they kept it all authentic for the era, is what I'm trying to say, which I thought was really great.
Yeah,
and I highly recommend it. I think it's a fabulous thing to do, particularly if you're a rail enthusiast. The scenery was absolutely spectacular. You could see the mountains. We were lucky enough to have a reasonably clear day, and you could see the mountains quite clearly at times when we went through certain places. And it was brilliant. I'm really glad I do it, and I recommend everybody to do it. I wouldn't do it twice because of the clunkety clunkety clunk, But if you can take earplugs with you is probably the thing I should say, because
that's an interesting thought, isn't it?
You could wear your earplugs because you're not listening to anything. There's no speakers or anything going through. You're given all your instructions before you leave, and you follow each other along. You've got to have a certain distance between you and the other cars, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, earplugs, and then you're not going to have the annoyance of that noise. Yeah,
and then you just sit back and enjoy. Yes. Rather than being, that stuff going on and concentrating on the noise,
Yes.
So tell me then, so you did the day, so what would you do if it was 2 days?
Well, the second day, where it goes from the second day, and it all depends where their carts are, because it's a one-way track, it isn't a roundabout track, and they can't move the carts anywhere else. So we actually got driven down to, now here we go, do not laugh, we got driven down to Wongamomomomatha, something like that. Wongamomom, even when I look at it, I cannot say it properly, Wongamomomomana.
Start with a funga.
So we got driven down there and hopped onto our carts there and came all the way back up to, what's that place?
Up the road, yeah.
Up the road, yes, up the road. It'll come to me in a minute. And there were a whole pile of people down there who were coming back with us who had gone down in the cart, and then they stay in the pub. Now, that old pub, I remember going to that old pub. It has to be way back in the late 80s. I had a Aussie boyfriend and I'd taken him for a trip around the west coast of the North Island, and the Wongamomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomom our bed was on a slant because the floor in the bedroom upstairs was on a slant, and we were laughing like mad about it. Like, we went out onto the balcony at one stage, and the balcony was square, but the bedroom wasn't. And we were laughing and saying we could end up in the bar in the middle of the night. The floor gave way. But it was an amazing pub then. The locals that all just go and drink in the pub every night, they heard that there was an Aussie and a Kiwi guest at the pub, which they didn't get a lot of guests back in those days. And so next thing, the locals have bought all this smoked eel and fried bread and all these snacks and treats, and we had the greatest time. I don't think we went to bed till about 1 or 2 in the morning. Maybe it was us leaning sideways and not the bedroom. I don't know. It was a fabulous pub, and I had very, very fond memories of it. And I remember, because we were driving up from the south to it, and we had driven through a lot of very rural land with nothing to be seen anywhere, and all of a sudden, we turned this corner and there's this pub.
Yeah, it's great.
We hadn't planned to stop there. It was just like, you know, you've got to stop there. So loved it then and loved it now. Same old pub. They've just kept it going. They haven't pulled anything down or done anything different. They've just managed it really well, and it's great. I highly recommend that pub.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? And who's the mayor of the town at the moment? Is it still the goat?
Oh, yes. Now, there was a whole thing about the mayor. They had a mayor. Now, I can't remember whose mayor is. A goat, I think. Was it a goat?
I know it was a goat a few years ago. Yeah, not sure who. Yeah, because it's its own republic, you know.
Actually,
that's a point. Did you get a passport?
No, I could have if I wanted to. That was one of the gimmicks. You could get a passport because it was a republic. That's right. They made it a republic. And whoever decided it was going to be a republic, he was one of the local hard cases, and he petitioned and wanted to make it a republic, and he became the mayor. And he was the mayor for about quite a lot of years. When he retired, there weren't any takers, and so they made a goat. So there were various other mayors that were hilarious hard cases all down the track, and they've continued it as a republic. And yes, you can become a citizen of the republic of from a mama, 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 mama.
Isn't that just amazing? And you know, you kind of think of this, and maybe that's why it's called the Forgotten Highway, you know, and there right in the middle of it is this little, what the locals proclaim as a republic. And I just think it's amazing. And yeah, I always have fond memories going through there as well. I remember actually we camped there once, and I might have said this story before. We weren't in the camping ground, which was the old school ground. And we had been camping, and there'd been so many campgrounds in New Zealand right beside a railway and halfway through the night. Now, I mean, we don't have that many trains in New Zealand, but I tell you what, those freight trains know how to come past a campground, and halfway through the middle of the night, you'd think, oh. Anyway, here we are in the middle of nowhere, and we thought, ah, we'll finally get some sleep. Well, they had just the lambs, they had just taken the lambs off their mums, and the lambs bleated all night long, and it just went across the valley, and it was so loud, and we kind of wished that the train came back, because then it passed and went. But what an amazing, it is such an amazing part of the country, and I think everybody should do it. But that's really interesting about the rail trail, because I understand that it was slow. Good tip, I think, about the noise, because I think that would start driving me mad, and I'd probably then forget to enjoy it maybe as much as I could. Yeah.
Yes, and like I said, well worth doing. The stories that he told, the history of the whole thing, and of course we came across places that were modern places, like there was a huge a honey manufacturing place along the way where we parked and had a cup of coffee, etc., in the morning. So there was a little bit of modern stuff thrown in here, there, and everywhere. But the whole thing about New Zealand's history, I don't think is celebrated as much as I think it should be. There is so much involved with it. Like, I also took them down to Piwhiriki, and we did the Bridge to Nowhere on the Whanganui River. Tamaranui was the name of the place where we...
There you go.
Sorry, that was the brain drain black hole block I had there. I took them down to do that as well. We stayed in the camping ground at Piwhiriki, which I have to give a 10 out of 10 once again. An amazing camping ground. The family that own this camping ground, it has been in the family for years and years and years. They have got their school teacher uncles and aunties and all these very educated people down there back on the land running this camping ground again. And I really love it because they really embrace everything to do with their heritage, their culture. They're a Māori family, and they embrace everything about it and display it proudly in community with everybody else, you know, that is there. I just so love it. And once again, I had big conversations with the family there because my grandmother used to teach at the school at Piwhiriki. So, of course, none of the family there remember. I mean, I'm the oldest one by far of any of them there. But they did talk about her with an elder lady who came down the last time I was there, and we had a bit of a conversation, and she remembered her. So I just love their attitude. I love their whole family togetherness, promoting this business so effectively and so beautifully, you know. I can never say enough about them. And so I had the trip again with Richard and Heather, who absolutely loved it. They had said to me they weren't interested in any water sports, but I talked them into this, and they loved it. And we did do the wheelies in the jet boat, and they loved that. I mean, that was the thing that they didn't want to do, and we did it, and they loved it. But the whole talking about the culture of how the bridge was originally started, how the Māori community got their wares up and down the river, and the holes in the sides of the river, and everything about it was so interesting. And so, as tourists do it, so few Kiwis do it and know about it.
So I know, it's it's really sad. And it's the same when you talk to people about the Forgotten Highway. And somewhere in that area, we went to the bridge to somewhere. So there's a bridge to somewhere, there's a bridge to nowhere, and just this quirkiness, you know. But you're right, you know, getting around and really having a look around, and it doesn't really cost us anything because, you know, jump in the car and just go and explore. I think that's so, so important, you know. And just
it shows how little New Zealand values that history and that culture, because when I did it the very first time, I did it with a bunch of hiking girls. So that would have been back in the early 2000s, somewhere around about 2012-15 sort of thing. And I did it with this group of hiking girls where we always include hikes in the adventure that we're doing. So the adventure that we were doing was a plan that we got from one of the information centres that showed you all the places to visit on the Forgotten Highway. It was a tourist adventure plan sort of thing, you know. Like there was an old prison where we could go and stay in the dormitory beds in the prison. There was a really, really old, I mean, there were about two buildings in this town, with an old boy with an old curiosity shop, which had stuff in it that you just wouldn't dream about. And there was a huge Indian carving on the side of a river. There was a cemetery that had people in it that it was a very curious thing of how these people got into the cemetery in this particular place. So there was all the stuff that we did. We did a 6-day Forgotten Highway tour doing some hikes and things in amongst it. Now, I went to try and get that brochure to be able to do the same thing with Richard and Heather. Nobody knew a thing about what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it anywhere. They didn't, in the information centres, they couldn't even give me information about the Forgotten Highway until I got to Tamarindui itself.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And I think maybe we should try and kind of find that somewhere and get that posted up there. But also, yeah, interesting that you had to wait till Tamarindui rather than actually it being everywhere. So for everybody out there, here's our challenge. Irene and I are going to challenge you to get out to the Forgotten Highway if you have not been there. And even if it's just driving yourself down there, you don't need to go on the golf carts if you don't want to, or along the rail track. Get down there and do a little bit of exploring. Go for a walk. Go down the river. Take a picnic with you and, you know, just see a beautiful, beautiful part of New Zealand. Well, that's all we've got time for today. We are going to ask, we'll make sure Irene gets some of those pictures up there for us on our Facebook page. So go in and go and have a wee peek. And if you've also been down there, feel free to share what you thought as you went down there. Hey, listen, guys, we started with the rain. We're going to finish with the sun and walking on sunshine with Katrina and the waves. But for us, we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Coming around. Now I'm walking on the You can